Wongarali Maji Nu. This is Sunday Brunch with Kim Hun on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
I happened to visit Maluwa Bay on a long weekend. I think it was in 2005. It's a bit cliche. It was love at first sight. I just fell in love with the place. It was so nice.
What was it? Was it the atmosphere?
I used to work in Dubbo at that time, in the Central West, yes.
Oh, you've been everywhere.
Yeah. Well, isn't that Australian song? You've been everywhere, man.
You're good.
So I just thought I wanted to work here, and then I looked around, and then this opportunity came to set up a new pharmacy in Maluwa Bay. And I thought the people here needed one. We did not have a pharmacy here at that time. There was no GP here as well. So I did it because I wanted to live and enjoy the life here. And I couldn't imagine myself not working, so I thought I'll have a job for myself.
What about the beach? You like the beach?
I like the sight of the beach, but I have to admit and be honest here that I don't even know how to swim, Kim. So
there's no shame in that, but yeah. But you roll up the pants and go for a walk in the...
Yes, I guess I could do that, but yeah.
That suggests you don't. You're too busy, Raj.
Yes, I do work long hours, but it's a pleasure. It's not a demand on me. It's my pleasure.
And you can pretty much hear the beach from the pharmacy.
Yes, right? Yes. Very lucky.
So opening the pharmacy, what was that like?
When I opened the pharmacy, there was a proposal to have a GP, but unfortunately, the general practice did not eventuate. And as a business case, this pharmacy has been a bit of a struggle for a few years. But then again, I always felt that things will change. And I'm at a different stage in my career. So these days, I dare say that I work for pleasure. It's not all about the money. I think I'm living in Australia. Living in Australia is five-star living any day. And I have been working as a pharmacist here for about 20 years. It has been a privilege. So it's all good.
Yeah, what do you do it for then? You're not doing it for the money necessarily or entirely. You work long hours too, I should say. So you're doing a lot.
As I said, Kim, it doesn't feel like work. It's, partly because almost all my family is overseas. And it's a nice way to keep myself engaged. In a small community like Maluwa Bay, at times you feel that you're needed, your services are needed, and you can do a bit more than you would do, say, in a bustling metropolis.
I never realised this until I saw you work, that it's not just about dishing out drugs. It's a very intimate sort of relationship, isn't it? Particularly in a small town, because you know what people are going through.
I can't claim to know what they're going through, but...
But you know that they're sick. You know exactly how they're sick and by and large what they need too.
Yeah, but as a healthcare professional, we can only serve them. And whatever healthcare professionals work in whatever setting, whatever big city or small city, we all do our best. But in terms of knowing your patients, yes, I would say that. I guess we're not that busy. That helps. You get to spend more time with the people.
It's an older population here too. So I don't know how to put this, I'm talking about your customers don't last forever. Your customers don't last forever. How does what's your experiences with customers passing away, you know, that you may have known for years?
Oh, it's saddening, especially for the people who you come to know very well. It's tough. But it's a privilege, too, to be able to serve somebody in the later stages of their life. One thing, Kim, I think faced with death, people tend to be more honest. Maybe they don't have much time for pretense. They don't have to keep up appearances. It's actually quite a moving experience. And I have tremendous respect for people and the close family members who are caring for people in the later stages of their life.
I'm struck by that term. You've used it a few times, serve. Serve. I used to work in customer relations in a bakery for many years. So we used to serve all sorts of vanilla slices and pies. But you mean serve in a different way. You mean serve. That speaks to your sense of privilege of being a pharmacist.
I think serving somebody a vanilla slice also kind of serves. It is very much a service. It's the attitude behind it, the attitude with which you serve people. What do you think about them? How you care for them? I would like to think that I would treat my patients just as well as I would treat my parents or my family.
And that closeness that you have to your patients, to your community, to your family, Raj Gupta, becomes really evident during the Black Summer. What do you remember about that time?
I remember speaking to a couple of friends. I think there was a day or two before the New Year's Eve. And we were just thinking, oh, nothing will happen in Malwa Bay. But within the next 24 hours, there was a fire right across the street from a pharmacy. And that's when it hit home. And I remember I was just working away in the pharmacy and there was no power. And this...
There's no power, you're still working?
SES. Yeah, SES. State Emergency Service. One of their gentlemen, he came in and he knew me because he lived locally. He said, Raj, what are you doing here? You should be out of here. I was surprised that the fire was expected to ravage the shops. That's what they were thinking at that time, that the direction of the wind was indicating that our shops will go up in flames. Fortunately, that didn't happen. But there was about 6 or 7 dozen people here who lost their houses. Almost everybody knows somebody very well who has lost their house. I can think of one couple in particular. They had been living in their house for about 50 years. And they walked away with nothing. And along with the house went all the memories and memorabilia of 50-odd years. The stuff belonging to the children, grandchildren. And I remember one lady in particular. She must be in her 70s or 80s, and when I found out that she had lost her house, I was almost moved to tears, Kim. I was just expressing my sympathy to her. She just had a nice smile on her face, and she said, oh, it's just a house. It was just amazing how a lot of people process that loss.
Mm. So you're working. SES person comes in, says, what are you doing here? What are you doing
today? Yes, yes. And I do recall, and he said to me, you just got to close up now and pick up whatever you think is important.
What'd you pick
and
up?
I remember it was like for a moment I thought what to do. In the end, we do have some medication which are very expensive, and I picked up a couple of those. But I remember picking up my data storage, because I thought, if anything happens, I can at least rebuild my data and patient record at least. And I remember putting the shutter down and feeling a bit nostalgic about it.
You didn't know if it would be there when you came
back.
That's right. Wow. And
where'd
you go?
I went to the beach. The beach was the area where we were all asked to assemble.
Mm. And that's on New Year's Eve. And
yes.
What were you hearing? What were you seeing?
The sky was crimson red in the middle of the day. I do have some photographs that were taken on midday. It felt like dusk.
So after this is when you start to become a social media sensation and national hero. You open up your business. I'm smiling. You're not.
I don't know about Raj the hero, but all it is that I think in times of crises, I was the recipient of people's affection and admiration.
What'd you do? Raj, though? You went to work.
I didn't do anything special. I didn't do anything which anybody else wouldn't have done. I just came to work. I thought my services were even more needed at that time, because a lot of people didn't have medication. They had lost it. They left their homes in a hurry, and we didn't have much medication coming. And those were difficult times. There were, a lot of people had problems because of anxiety. The air was filled with smog, so that was triggering a lot of breathing difficulties. So I thought there was a time when my little pharmacy services were even more needed. And I just came to work. I thought they were just the need of the hour. I mean, I live here with all these people, and I thought there was an hour of need for all of us. I had to be there. You know, a lot of people rose to the occasion and did extraordinary things to help other people. We have a little IGA supermarket here in Malwa Bay. I witnessed the supermarket owner handing out goods to people on little IOU notes with no exchange of money. We have some real estate agents who have offices in Malwa Bay. I saw them working, trying to house people, helping get people accommodation. We have some GPs here who went to the evacuation centres after hours. It's amazing how adversity brings out the strength in people.
So there's lots of people who are heroic, but somehow you get on SBS News and okay, how many millions of people saw the story about Raj the pharmacist who went to work?
I don't know how many people watched it, but that was just happenstance. That was just...
No, it's not just happenstance, Raj Gupta. It's a great story about you as the Mooloola Bay pharmacist, the small town pharmacist. It's a story that Prime Minister Scott Morrison applauded in his Australia Day address last year as an example of perseverance and overcoming. Yeah, what do you reckon about that?
Yes, the Prime Minister mentioned that I had kept my pharmacy open and I was trying to help people.
you don't seem at all... Is it not a big deal for you that the Prime Minister mentioned you in his Australia Day address?
It's nice, but... to be honest, yes, it's not a big deal to me. It is.
Why is it not a big deal?
Because there are other bigger deals. Look, Kim, it's a terribly sad event. People lost their homes and hearts.
Mm.
Lives were shattered, and it was a tragic time. So there's nothing to celebrate about that. But I bonded with people more after that event, and that to me means much more than mentioned by the Prime Minister or the Governor General.
What a great perspective. Yeah, on Sunday Brunch, we often ask our guests for a Sunday saying, a one-liner that rings true to ear, sheds light on your life and looks good on a tea towel. So have you got a one-liner, a Sunday saying that really means a lot to you?
Oh, man, you got me thinking there. Well, there could be many, but one which I've often thought about is... there is this phrase from an ancient Indian text. It goes like, Vasudev Kutumbakam.
I'm going to try it. Vasudev Kutumbakam.
Pretty much, right.
Okay, sorry.
And translated to English, it means the whole earth is a family. What it means to me is that when we think about family, we can extend ourselves. We can reach out to people around us, to our community, to neighborhood, to the people we work with. Think about it, there's 6 degrees of separation in a way that, you know, we all linked in a way, you know. So our environment, the flora and fauna, we're not independent of each other. We are related to each other and we should care about the consequences of reaction, not just on us, but also on other people. So I had times in my life where I was away from my immediate family. To somebody who grew up in a small town in India, it's just unthinkable to have to live alone, away from your near and dear ones. And I guess that's why my work helps me too, because if you can think of other people like your own family, it also enhances the quality of our own lives.
Wow, that's a real gift, and it's been a great honour for me to be here in Mooloola Bay, to be part of your neighbourhood, your community and your family. Thanks very much, Raj Gupta.
Thank you very much, Kim. Thanks for having me.
As a bit of a bonus for online listeners, this is what Prime Minister Scott Morrison said about Raj in his 2020 Australia Day address.
That's the story of this summer. It's the story of our today. A story of perseverance and struggle and overcoming. A story of pain and loss and seeming failure at times, and yet at the same time, a story of courage, perseverance, and a willingness to fight until the sun rises. It's a story that prevails, everyone playing their part. Raj Gupta, the pharmacist at Mooloola Bay, kept the pharmacy open even without a payment system right throughout the worst of the bushfires. He wanted to make sure the medicines got through.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.